ABC Radio Australia.
Working as a nurse in Nauru, Constantina Depon saw women suffering due to a lack of knowledge around sexual health. She also discovered that issues like domestic and family violence were having a big impact on people's health. That's when she decided to apply for a scholarship to study in Australia, where she is now in the final year of a degree in public health. And she's just begun a women's leadership course as part of her scholarship through the Australia Awards program. Marion Farr caught up with the 39-year-old, who talked about the social barriers some Nauruan women face in obtaining an education.
I've been in the medical field for more than 10 years. I'm a nurse and I'm also a midwife. Yeah, and I've seen that women got pregnant at young age, and there's a lack of motivation and there's lack of educational opportunities for them to continue their education, even though there's high school there. The mentality that I've been seeing, most of my mothers were telling me, like, you have no opportunities given to them because they are family at young age.
When did you come to Australia to begin studying under the Australia Awards program, and what have you been studying?
I came to Australia in 2019 to do public health, bachelor's in public health. Basically, that's what I'm currently doing at QUT.
So that's based in Brisbane, right? And what was it that, I guess, motivated you to pursue that that sort of field of education? What did you want to achieve by doing a bachelor in public health?
With my background, nursing and midwifery, I did my university studies in Fiji. But when I went back to Nauru, the nurses' staff at Nauru, there's no pathway for us to further our standards. So that's what motivates me to do public health, is because I see that we need to educate women and families, because I'm a midwife. I've seen a lot of barriers and determinants that it's affecting the community. And that's what motivates me to do this program, because I wanted to go to the community and encourage people, my people and the women and family, especially the family, because I've seen a lot of problems coming into my clinic. For example, domestic violence, STIs, child abuse, and all sorts of negative health issues that are facing our current population. And I've seen that there's a gap in public health that needs to be strengthened. Because I believe that when we fix what is the problem up there, then I think the downstream part will be flowing. Like in the hospital, there won't be any more people coming into the hospital sick, and we need to educate our people. Yeah, I think we need to motivate them, giving the right information to them.
There's a lot about what you can do to prevent sort of negative health outcomes.
Yeah, circumstances, yeah.
So when are you due to finish up your studies in Australia?
This is my last year. That's why I took up this leadership program, so that it can help me gain some confidence in order to help my people. Yeah, especially the women.
How are you, how have you found the studies in Australia, and how are you feeling about graduating at the end of this year and then going back to Nauru?
This program doubly will help me develop that skills to address in the real world when I go back, is these issues that's influencing our mothers and the women in Nauru. This program will help me initiate that influence into my communities, especially when, for example, when mothers come into my clinic, I would ask them to do family planning, but they cannot make their own decision without the approval of their husband or their partner, and these really affected them. I've seen mothers coming into the clinic asking for advice. For instance, we have high-risk mothers with cardiac, and we've been advising her to take tube ligation, but she couldn't do it because of those, the husband's decisions and the social norms that we have on our country, probably through religion. And these particular things that we need to address, it's really sensitive, so I would like to train more on this kind of stuff. I don't want to affect anyone in any way, but I just want to help them get the best help that they need in order to function in life, especially in their family.
That was Australia Award scholar Constantina Depon speaking with reporter Marion Farr.